This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gardner, and we're going to be talking about the South Michigan Food Bank. With me to talk a little bit more about that is the Community Impact Manager, Heather Pierce. And Heather, it's so good to have you back on the program once again.
I appreciate being here.
Let's first talk and refresh people's memories about what the South Michigan Food Bank actually is.
South Michigan Food Bank is located in Battle Creek, and we're basically a distribution location for our local food pantries and food programs where they can order food at a low cost from us and serve the community with those items. But in addition to that, we're always looking outside the box to create more programs, more products that we can get into the community for people that are insecure or just going through a hard time.
Yeah. And that seems to be never ending, isn't it, Heather?
You know, food insecurity has been around a long, long time, and we don't ever see it going away.
Yeah.
Obviously, we know the challenges that we've just had, and we continue to have them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really important to us that we get food out there to people, whether they're struggling temporarily or they're struggling long term.
Yeah. So that's kind of what answers my next question is, who is eligible to receive the results or the services of the food bank, Heather?
Yeah, so when individuals come to a mobile market or they come into the food pantry, we do a little intake on that, and it's all self-declared. There are income guidelines. However, the income guidelines may not affect you like they did a week ago.
Yeah, sure.
You know, you could have maybe not been eligible a week ago, but things have changed financially. You may have had a death in the family. Who knows?
Sure.
So it's all self-declared on where you're at that moment.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So with this, how does the South Michigan Food Bank get its food?
We get food. That's a great question. We get our food from USDA. And then we get what we call co-op. Co-op items are what we do. We have a food sourcer right at the food bank who negotiates food prices. We work with other food banks throughout the state of Michigan to try to negotiate low-cost items that we can pass on to food pantries. We also get donated food items at the food bank, and usually donated items we pass along to the pantries for free.
Mm.
We've had an abundance of cereal this year that we've been able to pass along for free.
Good, good. This obviously doesn't run free. So
yeah.
How does the food bank support itself?
So we are constantly, we have a development team up in Battle Creek, and we are constantly trying to think outside the box. We want to bring in programs into each community that we serve. We serve 8 counties in Michigan, with Lenawee being one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Our newest program that we brought to Lenawee County last year was the Mobile Market Program.
Yes.
Mobile Market, we do once a month at 2 locations on the same day. We do Riverview Terrace, and then we travel out to Jasper Bible Church and use their parking lots. And the Mobile Market Program, for all 8 of our counties, the cost of that program is about $200,000 a year.
Wow. Okay.
And we look for a lot of sponsorships. We look for a lot of donations. Currently, our Lenawee County location, we're currently funded at about 24%.
Ooh.
That's not to say it's going to go away, but we're always looking for sponsorships, donations, grants, something to keep the program going.
Yeah. So if anybody's interested in helping out and saying that I would like to be able to, you know, kind of give back to Lenawee County, what's the best way for someone to do that then, Heather?
I would have them email me at heather@smfoodbank.org, and then I can put them in the correct direction on how to get that accomplished.
Okay. That email once again is?
It's heather@smfoodbank.org.
Okay, excellent. So, I mean, you've been serving Lenawee County with this and with the mobile marts. How has that been being received in those 2 locations?
Oh, my gosh, the numbers keep going up.
Yeah.
We just did it last week, and At the Riverview Terrace location, we did about 150 families.
Wow.
Just shy of 150 families. Then at the second location out to Jasper Bible Church, we did about 100, 125 families there.
Wow.
So the numbers keep going up, and, you know, we still need our pantries and our other food programs in the county. But this is just a way to help enhance what the pantries are already doing.
So when they, with these mobile food marts, what type of food is offered, is available to those who come to these?
So we change the menu items, and we change the products every 2 months.
Okay.
So this past month, which I think was the end of the second month, we had yogurt, cottage cheese, sour cream, peaches, zucchini, potatoes, apples, granola, cereal, bread.
That's quite a variety.
It's probably, if you had to go to the grocery store and get all these items, you're probably looking at a good $200 minimum.
Yeah, minimum. Exactly, yeah.
Minimum.
Yeah.
So then the neat thing, in addition to all those items, is that the individuals get to choose from one of four meal kits.
Mm.
It could be a no-cook meal kit for someone that may be unhoused. There's a chicken, there's an enchilada, and then there might be like a hamburger type meal. So they get to choose one of those, and then they get all the ingredients to go home and prepare that meal.
Wow. That's excellent.
It's excellent. And what we're trying to encourage there was trying to encourage people to prepare their own meals.
Sure.
And see how recipes really are easy and anyone can do it.
And a lot of times, if they can get them to do that, finding that sometimes it's a lot less expensive to make those meals at home, right, Heather?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. When they can look in their pantry and see what they have, and then you can even Google items and say, this is what I have. How can I make a meal?
That's a great idea.
That's a great idea. I've done it myself.
Yeah. I may start doing that myself. I never thought about that. But, I mean, what a great way to be able to help out those people that are trying to make ends meet, Heather.
Yep. And like I said, food insecurity has been around longer than I've been alive, I'm sure. And we don't see it going away anytime soon. But by golly, we're doing our best to help those that are in need.
Yeah. Do you see the opportunities of those mobile food marts expanding at all in the future?
Right now, we are at capacity because we do have our eight counties.
Yeah.
And we have other programs, and we do all our deliveries, and we only have so many trucks and so many drivers.
Sure.
So we're trying, you know, if we expanded in the future, I could see us maybe expanding the hours that we're at each location.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of tricky right now. I don't have all the answers to that question.
Sure.
But we're always trying to create new ways to reach the communities. And I've got another trick up my sleeve. I might come back and talk about that with you someday.
I look forward to that then, Heather. Exactly. Well, the thing is just to remind people that the South Michigan Food Bank does exist. It is out there helping people, and it is another resource for people to access to.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, and I do want to give credit. We have a couple local donors that have supported our mobile market program, the Lenawee Community Foundation being one of them, and then the HAP Care Source.
Oh, yeah.
They both contributed. And we're always, like I say, we're always looking. It takes resources to provide, and we're always looking for that. And with that being said, if anyone would like to volunteer.
Okay.
We're always open to having volunteers come and help. The food bank at St. Joe's has been wonderful sending volunteers as well as other people. But we have a resource on our website where you can volunteer and you can sign up. You can see all the things that we need volunteers for, and you can actually sign up right then and there.
Nice. Nice. I kind of like that idea. So the website then for people to go to will be what?
smfoodbank.org.
smfoodbank.org.
southmichiganfoodbank.org.
Yeah.
You can Google it and it'll pop right up.
Sure, sure. But what a great way to be able also to help out and give back to the community is by volunteering as well, Heather.
Yes, yeah. Yes. And we encourage it, whether you want to volunteer locally. Battle Creek is about an hour and 20-minute drive. And the volunteers that go up there and pack the fresh food boxes and do all the other things that we need to do, they have a ball.
I bet.
They have a ball. They're in there. You walk through there, and they're just like, they own their job right there, and they're all into it, and we
That's
love
great.
It.
That's great. That's great. What else about the South Michigan Food Bank that people may not be aware of, Heather?
Well, currently, you know, we're always supporting the local pantries. We have 12 pantries that we support here in Lenawee County, and then we have 6 fresh food distributions that we hold at 6 different locations, and we're working on another one.
Okay.
Hopefully that'll be soon. And then we also have 2 feeding sites, you know, obviously Share the Warmth and Salvation Army. Those are feeding locations.
Okay.
So they prepare meals where people can go and get a hot meal or cold meal or whatever they're serving that week.
Sure.
And we support those pantries, and they help with the food insecurity needs of the people in Lenawee County.
Yeah, and that's the main thing, right, Heather?
That's the main thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We want to make sure that people have access to this. So if you know someone that might be trying to really stretch that food budget and not having success, have them, you know, consider the South Michigan Food Bank.
Absolutely. You know, and what we like to say is that, you know, if an individual is on SNAP,
yeah,
and they receive the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program,
yeah,
this is a good way to make those dollars go farther.
Oh, yes.
So, you know, protein items are really hard to get right now.
Yeah.
And they're expensive at the store.
Yes.
So if we can help them by providing the potatoes and the apples and the yogurts and all those things, then they can take their SNAP dollars and they can go to the local grocery store and they can buy their protein, they can buy their chicken, they can buy their beef. So it's a little bit of education.
Yeah, yeah.
Educating people on how their resources can go farther.
Yeah.
And like I said, at South Michigan Food Bank, we're always trying to think outside the box. We're always trying to be an initiative on helping people get the nutrition that they need.
Well, it sounds like you're doing a great job with that and thinking outside of the box, Heather, because of the mobile food market is a great idea, and what you're able to do to help people who are, as we mentioned before, you know, a little bit in that food insecurity bracket. And like you said, you know, this can happen at just about any time with people.
Anytime.
Yeah.
I mean, I get on social media and the people that say, hey, I need food. Can you? And it's amazing what we see on social media, people reaching out for help.
Yeah. Well, and you're there to do that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, I want to thank you so much for being on the program, Heather, and keep up the great work that you're doing there at the South Michigan Food Bank.
I appreciate it, Dale. Thank you so much.
Heather Appears is the Community Impact Manager, my guest here on Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gardner. We'll talk again soon.